This evening we will be looking very briefly at this virtue of patience, which Scripture notes as a key element both of love and of the fruit of the Spirit. But before we do that, please join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we take a very brief look at this virtue of patience, we pray that you would speak to our heart and in and through your word, and that you would give us understanding of this important virtue of patience. We pray too that we may be doers of your word and not just hearers. All this we ask in the wonderful and precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. This morning we looked at the man Job, but I think Job is probably best known for his patient endurance of the great trials that he experienced. Many people are, in fact, aware of the expression, patience of Job. It is really an expression that actually comes from the New Testament and is found in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 11, where the Apostle James uses Job as a prime example of patience in suffering. The phrase patience is a virtue is, I think, a cliche that we are all familiar with. And it is a virtue I think most people would, in fact, consider something that we ought to have. It is, in fact, a virtue that I think most parents try to instill in their children from a very young age. The word virtue in Scripture has a lot of meanings, and these meanings often depend on the context in which it's used. But according to Strong's Concordance of the Bible, the word virtue in the Greek means to be of moral excellence or goodness. And this is the meaning normally used in reference to patience, as described in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. In Galatians 5, verse 16, we are told this: "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And it is only as we abide in Christ through the Holy Spirit that we are able to walk in the Spirit." The Christian life is often described as a walk. And Christianity is not primarily about what you do for God, although there is a place for that, but it is primarily, or to a large extent, about who or what you are becoming. That is your walk. And in your walk, there is really an expectation of spiritual growth. If the Holy Spirit is indwelling us and directing us, our character, that is who we are on the inside, should be different. And over the course of time, we should really see evidence of the Holy Spirit's work in us. And the evidence of the Holy Spirit's work in us is the fruit that is produced in us. That is the love, the joy, the peace, and so on that Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23 talks about. When I talk about the virtue of patience, I think it's important to realize that although this characteristics of patience is listed in the fruit as part of the nine virtues that are listed in verse 22, they are not actually separate virtues. They are one. There is a unity in them in the sense that none of them is optional. You can't pick and choose. The fruit of the Spirit is a single unity in a whole. And I'm focusing purely on this aspect of patience because I think in the world that we live in, because of technological developments, we have become a society that expects the instantaneous, the quick, the rapid. And because of that, I think we have, on the whole, lost the ability to be patient. And the problem with that is that we often bring this impatience into the church with us. And that impatience does actually affect our relationship with God and with each other. And more importantly, it really impacts the work of the gospel. And whilst most of us in the church would recognize and indeed agree that patience is one of the fundamental Christian virtues that we should have, we don't really exhibit very much of it, and we certainly don't seem to be in a rush to get it. So I just want to mention three aspects of patience. First of all, and they all start with the word so, S-O. So my first point is this, so what is patience? The world thinks of patience basically in two ways, what it calls an active patience and a passive patience. Passive patience or inactive patience can be defined as the ability to tolerate delay or trouble or suffering without getting stressed about it, to put it in the vernacular. An active patience is often used to describe the ability to wait in a long queue or wait patiently in traffic. But when the Bible uses the word patience, it uses the word in an active and not a passive sense. And patience in the Bible is linked very often to two things, perseverance and waiting. When it's linked with the word perseverance, it's usually about a person who is faced with problems which they suffer patiently for a long time. That's what we see in Job. And when it's linked with waiting, it's usually in relation to waiting on God. In the sense that in Scripture, God has given us many promises. But very often, such promises usually come with a warning, which is that they, that is the promises, even though they may be delayed, we must wait for them. Waiting in the Bible is never, as I've said, passive. It is always an active exercise. And this waiting is possibly one of the hardest things a believer can do, and it is one of the hardest lessons to learn. But it is an important lesson that God wants every one of us as his children to learn. God wants to teach us to wait on him when we would prefer to do otherwise. And God wants to teach us to wait on him, to rest in him, especially when we would prefer to, in a sense, play God. We see an example of that in the case of Sarah and Abraham and what happened because of their inability to wait. Waiting on God requires patience. And that patience requires faith. And the patience that the Bible speaks about as a Christian virtue is rooted in and reflective and effectively grows out of the whole of Christian truth, of effectively out of the gospel. Waiting for God is really at the heart of living by faith, because the hope that we have as Christians is a hope not in ourselves or family or anyone else, but it is a hope that is in the trustworthy promises of God. That is the very foundation of this virtue of patience. My second point is this. So why is this virtue of patience so important? It is important for two main reasons. Firstly, because it is a gift from God. The Apostle Paul lists patience among the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 2 and 5, verses 22 to 23. And he also lists it as the first aspect of love in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. These are both gifts, the fruit of the Spirit and the love. Gifts from God that we can only have if we have the Holy Spirit working in and through us. The gifts you can't have any other way. It is vitally important that we understand that these are divine gifts. And because they are divine gifts, we as Christians are not able in and of ourselves to demonstrate to true fruit, or rather to demonstrate true patience as a fruit of the Spirit, or indeed true love as a love that comes only from God. Genuine patience and genuine love comes only to those who have been redeemed by Christ and in whom the Holy Spirit brings forth His love and His fruit. There is, in a sense, almost a presumption that as a Christian, there must be some form of food produced in your life. Just as a well-nourished tree is expected to produce fruit, a genuine believer, as he grows in maturity and as he abides in Christ through the Holy Spirit, cannot but help have a life in which this fruit of the Spirit is evident. In fact, this fruit can be said to be the proof that we are in Christ. The word patience, as used in Galatians 5, verse 22, in the original, is a word that basically means a patient person who can take a lot of provocation before reacting. So the kind of patience I'm talking about here, which is a gift of God, is the kind of patience that focuses more on the interpersonal relationships that we have with each other. It is a patience that requires a long suffering, a restraint in how we deal with others. And the second reason patience is important is because it is a command. The Bible does, in fact, in well over 100 verses, both in the Old and the New Testament, deal with the subject of patience. And the Bible effectively commands all believers to be patient. We see examples of this in Abraham and again in the Psalmists. And I think the greatest example and the most important example we have is of our Lord Himself. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 16 is described as the example of perfect patience. In fact, we see in the New Testament in several of Paul's epistles repeated commands to Christians to demonstrate patience to each other. I'll just mention three of them. In Ephesians 4 verses 1 to 3, Paul instructed the Ephesian Christians to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which they have been called. In Colossians 3 verse 12, he called the Christians in Colossae to put on the virtues of compassion and kindness and humility and meekness and patience. In 1 Thessalonians 5:13, Paul's instructions to the Thessalonians is clear. Be patient, be at peace among yourselves. So I think it's absolutely clear that Patience is both a gift and a command. It's not something we choose or choose not to do or to be. The third thing I want to say is this. So why is there a need to exercise patience? Why do we have to be patient? We have to understand that because this patience is a gift and indeed a command from God, it must be obeyed. And you need to understand this about God's commands. Every time He gives us a command in His Word, He also reveals certain aspects of those commands. And what He reveals to us about those commands are vital to us in understanding those commands so that we can properly and fully obey them. In relation to the command of patience, and indeed in relation to any command of God, to obey a command always requires some form of action to be taken. And as I said earlier, biblical patience requires an active expression from oneself. And that active expression is really exhibited in some form of behavior. To be patient means to wait. That is a very active exercise. And to wait actually means an exercise of trust. And I say that again because it really is important. To wait means to exercise trust. And for a Christian, that trust is not in themselves or in somehow being delivered by somebody else. It is a trust that is in God. It is an act of trust that we place on God. We rely on God. Effectively, we rely on what God says that He is, that who He is. Patience begins really with the affirmation that God is sovereign and in control of all things, even our lives. When you begin to understand that, you begin to understand that we were not made for the here and now, but we were made for eternity. We're not made to live a finite earthly life. And when you begin to understand that we really are made for eternity, we begin, I think, to appreciate better and begin to understand better that God's relationship to time is not our own. It's not as our own, rather. The way God sees time is not the way we see time. Time is finite for us, but it's infinite for time. So when you understand that, you will understand that whilst we are waiting, God is not waiting at all. Because He's working according to His perfect plan and purpose, which is timeless. When you understand time in the context of eternity, the context of time now takes on a completely new significance. And when you understand that whilst we might be waiting, God is not waiting. And when you appreciate that, your waiting actually becomes easier. The example I will use is Job. It was when Job knew and understood that God had control over his situation and over his suffering, that Job had the patience to wait for the unfolding of God's plan. And this is why Job was able to say in Job 13, verse 15, though he slay me, I will hope in him. He understood that whilst he might be waiting for something to happen, God wasn't waiting. God was working out his plan in his time. And the lesson for us there is that as believers, our patience should be deeply rooted in an absolute confidence and trust in the sovereignty of God and in God's promise that he will bring all things to completion in a way that most fully demonstrates his glory. When you realize that, that should and must result in a strong and active patience, even in the midst of the most difficult circumstances. And I go back to Hebrews 11, and all the people, all the heroes of faith that are mentioned there are really people who trusted their God. And because they trusted him, they had a faith that was strong enough to endure all that they endured, even when they didn't see what they were promised. They knew God would keep his word. It was their trust in God that enabled them to be patient and wait on their God. Basically, what all this means is that patience is not optional for a Christian. And I say again, patience is not optional for a Christian. The reason we exercise faith is because we have a trust in our God, and he is a God who keeps his word. My last point is this. So when should we be patient? The short and simple answer is always. We are to be patient in all things, always. But I just want to make mention of two particular instances where patience is extremely important. And the reason I mention these two is because these two really are critical to our witness as believers to a watching world. The first point I want to mention is when dealing with others. Our Lord, by his example, instructs us how to respond in true humility both to God and to fellow Christians. That is the example that he sets for us. And with that in mind, we must always respond to fellow believers as those who, like ourselves, are sinners saved by grace. Because we have been saved by grace, we must show grace to one another. And in fact, the integrity of our Christian profession is and must be demonstrated by true patience. And patience is what is needed when you seek to convince, to instruct, to teach others in the church. We must be patient because it's not us who can convert anyone. We must remember that it is only God who can reach the human heart. And we must be patiently confident that it is God who will work in others. Especially others who also partake of the same grace that we have. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because it is particularly important in the day in which we live, when we seek to engage with the lost, and especially when we seek to engage with other believers who hold other views, and often erroneous, and especially erroneous views about God or the Scripture. In dealing with the lost and those who hold certain erroneous views, and we must remember that they are those in whom God is potentially at work. When dealing with such people, it really is important to remember that any disagreements or conflicts may not be intentional, may simply be due to misunderstanding or even a lack of Christian maturity. Some people may hold the positions they do because they have not yet come to a full understanding of certain points of Scripture, because God is still at work in them. And patience shows in how we reach out. Patience shows when you seek to engage. We have no excuse as believers to respond to anyone in a spirit of arrogance or superiority or irritation, whatever the circumstance, whatever the provocation. And the second point I want to highlight is this. In the day in which we are living, patience should and must be one of the hallmarks of our Christian character. Patience must be a hallmark of the Christian home. Each member of the Christian family, especially here in the church, must show a patience in dealing with others. Husbands and wives must be patient with each other, even as parents must be patient with children. Patience is vitally important in the church in how we treat each other. People can leave the church because of the way certain individuals have dealt with them. All in a church who seek to obey the commands of God must demonstrate real and authentic patience always in everything that we do. A church functions best when we are patient with each other, and evangelism can be even more effective when we show patience and especially kindness to those we seek to reach out. People may not listen to the word that is given to them, but may often respond even more to the patience and kindness shown to them. In conclusion, I will say this. Whilst many of us would agree that patience is really a fundamental Christian virtue, I think it's sad that our lives don't seem to exhibit much patience, even though Scripture commands us to be patient in every circumstance. I think when we look around, we see impatient people pretty much everywhere. You simply have to go out onto the high street and you will see people who are impatient, who can't wait for anything and want everything to happen now. I think it's sad that in the church we have that same attitude, because we have sound teaching, sound preaching, because we try reaching out to others, we expect people to flock into the church. If patience is a virtue, is a characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit, and if the Holy Spirit is active in our lives, we should become more and more patient as we progress in our Christian walk. I think it's sad that Christians can become patient. And the danger of impatience is this: when we start to become impatient, we really start to doubt the wisdom of God's timing, because we think something should be done now rather than waiting on His timing. We become impatient because we expect Him to work to our timetable and schedule. We become impatient because we start to doubt the wisdom of His guidance and think we know better. The problem of impatience is this: Impatience will very often lead to frustration. Frustration in turn will lead to anger. And we know absolutely clearly from Scripture that unrighteous anger is often at the root of many, many other sins. Cultivating a patient spirit by focusing on the promises of God in His Word will help reduce any frustration or anger we may feel. And that's very often the best way of dealing with impatience, with anger, with frustration. Just turn to the Lord in prayer. Whilst we have many examples of patience in Scripture, we do in fact have the greatest example of patience. And that example we have is of God Himself. We do in fact learn four very important things about God's patience from Scripture. Firstly, God's patience leads us to repentance. Romans 2 verse 4 tells us that. Secondly, God's patience saves us from judgment. Romans 9 verse 22. Thirdly, God's patience completely changes lives. 1 Timothy 1 verses 15 to 16. And fourthly, God's patience gives us salvation. Every believer has come through each of those four stages. Because of God's patience, we were led to repentance. Because of God's patience, we were saved from judgment. Because of God's patience, our lives were completely changed. Because of God's patience, we have salvation. Without God's patience, none of us would even live long enough to come to a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God's patience has a purpose, which is to delay judgment so that we and others can seek Him and escape judgment. That's why patience is so important in reaching out to the lost and in dealing with anyone and everyone you come across. The men and women we read about in Scripture reflected this kind of patience in their lives, and so should we. And the reason for that is that we should make no mistake about it, that judgment is coming. And whilst judgment is coming, 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says this. I think it's verse 9. The Lord is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. May we reflect on God's patience as we see it in Scriptures and indeed throughout history and especially in our lives. May we desire and seek the fruit of the Spirit in our life, including this virtue called patience. And by the power and the work of the Holy Spirit, may we know the same patience. May we exhibit the same patience. May we live the same patience in our lives, and especially as we relate to other believers. And above all, especially as we seek to reach out to the lost. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, be patient with us and make us patient. Give us the ability to display that patience towards one another and toward the lost in a way that honors you. Keep us, Father, from dealing with others arrogantly or proudly, but enable us to deal with humility and graciousness and concern for their spiritual well-being. Grant us the grace, Father, to know the joy of patience especially when things are not going as we would like or happening when we would like. We ask all this in our Savior's name. Amen.